Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Tuned in to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Nah, this is actually my beat. I just lost the stems to it. That was like one of the like ten, like top the 10 beats that I did when I got my machine.
Oh, okay. Night,
like within the first month that I
that
got.
That was a practice beat.
That was a practice beat. I sent it to a couple rappers. Man, I was in my bag. Yo, you know what I'm saying? When I was doing my thing. You know, all this right. Is now. Keep in mind, like this is a 23 year old Matt.
Oh,
so you got to adjust
this
for
is
inflation.
Like a year ago.
Yo, my shit fire right yo. Now. It's like, man, no, it's not. He's heard my shit. Anyway, yo.
Trash.
Welcome to Over the Shoulder. Your friendly neighborhood podcast. We're creatives and we talk about creative stuff because we're a creative family.
Yes.
I am your host and only host for today. Actually, I have a special co-host. BMO's not here. Shout out Tom Tom. Tom Tom's not here. But we got some updates for that and we'll share that with you later. But yeah, my name is Matt, aka Backpack Matt, Mr. Backpack, Mr. SBO, the silent partner. Happy to be here. You know, I just got back from a trip from Chicago, a day trip. Went out there for like pretty much 24 hours. So, you know, different time zones got me kind of messed up. I did get ample sleep, though, so we good to go. But in order to get some backup today, I brought one of my special homies, one of my close friends, somebody who's perfect, that embodies Over the Shoulder, you know, somebody who really puts that bag over their shoulder and goes to work with multiple crafts of creativity. So I'm not going to prolong this. Shout out to the homie.
Yeah.
You want to introduce yourself, dog?
Yeah, my name is Cause, a.k.a. Mr. Sunglasses On Inside,
ooh.
A.k.a. Young Get the Money Never Stop.
Are they transition lenses?
Like, no,
they're just dark.
Nah,
right,
just
now
dark. They're just dark.
Okay,
right,
got
now
it,
like
it,
they're dark
it.
All the time. All right. Yeah, man, I'm excited. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, what do you do?
Everything. No, I'm a content creator mainly.
Yeah,
but I'm also a musician, filmmaker, studious adventurer,
artist,
explorer,
artist.
Just artist,
performance and artist,
everything under the word artist
is yeah. I was like, yeah, Dante's an artist.
Know?
That's what I was telling BMO.
He's
like, what do you mean?
Sometimes,
yeah,
like, you know,
we do shit,
shirts.
yeah, so I'm gonna jump into, you know, some of our segments, get them out the way, and you're welcome to participate.
Of course.
So we're gonna start with the word of the day. This is provided by dictionary.com.
Okay.
I keep telling myself that the next time I'll do this, I'll use Urban Dictionary.
Why? I feel like Urban Dictionary is ran by white people. I'll be honest.
We had the same conversation last week. But I definitely know that dictionary.com is owned by white
people.
It's
ran by black people.
But anyway, for today, right now is June 26th, is Mini Moon. I feel like that you might fuck with that since you like anime.
Mini Moon?
Mini Moon sounds like some anime.
Okay, first of all, just don't throw out.
You're going to dive
into
anime.
Like, just regular.
Was that like a beacon call?
That's like like you're going to call me out. Then I'm out, you know what I'm saying?
All these niggas are going to start running to the top of the line steps like Naruto.
Yo,
we don't need that.
I think you're going in.
Mini
right
Moon. It's a noun. It's a short, usually inexpensive honeymoon.
Oh, what?
Often followed by a longer honeymoon later on. Here's the question. Here's the example. They left the courthouse after the ceremony and had a weekend mini moon.
I got another sentence. The credit card was declined, so we could only go on a mini moon.
Baby, I promise that was just a mini moon. But if you give me like 30 more minutes, I got you on the full one.
30 more minutes. We got bad service. The call's not going through.
Yeah. Whoever got that. Anyway, I'm going to jump into my other segment. BMO's not here to go too deep. I always feel uncomfortable saying that when he's not here. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get into my segment, which is called In the Bag.
Mm.
And while I'm waiting for the sounds to get... Okay, for sure. Shout out, by the way. All right, that's the right zip. Shout out to Full Service Radio. Shout out to the Lion Hotel.
Yes.
Shout out to Jack Inslee, who's not here, but I just dapped the homie up. Shout out to Lexia. Shout out to Rosa.
Hey.
the family keeps expanding.
You know? Ooh! I like this.
What?
Okay.
Yo, you just made that?
That was like some Autobot shit. That was some Autobot shit right
She's
there.
So happy. Man. She was like, yeah, yeah.
That's lit. Anyway, my In the Bag segment is talking about, I don't know if you all have heard about what Ebony Magazine has been doing in terms of their digital creative content staff.
Update me. What's up?
Yeah, so they laid them all off without any pay.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they haven't been paying them since like, I think mid-May or early March, actually.
So no severance package. Just
no severance package. They didn't even get called into the office face-to-face for a dismissal.
That's
it
wrong.
Was over the phone.
Over the phone. See, and that's just happening. What's going on?
And here's the thing. Like, the digital editorial staff was a small one, right? Mm-hmm. So, but it's comprised by 3 writers and 1 videographer.
Yeah.
And a social media director. So I guess 4. But nonetheless, like how they were fired and for it to be such a big establishment for the, you know, digital content community in general, especially for black people, black women. And, you know, in this renaissance era that we're in, where it seems like everybody has something creative and we need people who are on the creative end of producing and overseeing digital content.
Right.
It just seems super shady. It is beyond super shady,
right,
for a establishment like them to do creatives dirty like that,
right?
You know, I think this is it's an interesting topic that you're here. I think it's to talk about because you've been a freelance,
yeah,
right, in many different mediums. So have I. And one thing that we're always concerned about is pay,
right?
Whether we're getting a consistent paycheck or not,
yeah.
You know,
and
what I'm saying,
with a brand like Ebony Magazine,
right?
You know, that you've been working for X amount of years, for
right,
them just to say, hey, all right, peace. Like, we don't need you no more type stuff. Then it's just like, it really puts it in a kind of perspective, just the things that we go through as creatives on a daily.
Right.
You know, like one moment. Well, they weren't even you just said they weren't even getting paid since like May.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, there's just too many questions that I kind of am just like posed with. But at the same time, you know, I just hope that the creatives in that situation, since what, April,
they need, like, to hire, then, like, they need to hire 50 Cent as a consultant.
Oh my god.
That nigga knows how to get your money back. 50 knows how to get your money
50
back.
50 should just host a seminar.
Yeah.
And just do the jump.
I think it speaks to, besides just the financial situation, because I really haven't dived into Ebony Magazine's finances that much, nor do I really care that much.
Ebony part of Jet? Don't mean to cut you off, but was Ebony and Jet?
I wouldn't be surprised if they, I believe, 2 imprints were both owned by, was it Bob Johnson? Or
like a parent company type
thing.
Yeah,
but it was, I think they were both owned by a black man at one point, or a black woman.
I would hope so.
Yeah, but at the same time. You know,
yeah, I mean? Right, right.
But speaking of those older black people, or those older folks, Generation Xers and baby boomers.
Okay.
You like, the people who got laid off were writers, social media directors, and videographers. Those sound like
our
friends.
Yeah.
It sounds more and more like a disconnect.
Department heads.
Right. Especially, like, I talk about it every week, so I try not to bring up In the Bag segments about digital streaming that much anymore. Mm-hmm. But you even saw it, like, NBC's releasing their own streaming platform.
Yeah.
Disney got their own shit. ESPN got their own shit. ESPN is owned by Disney, but still got their own shit. HBO got their own shit. Stars, Showtime. Like, so everybody is obviously moving towards, even URL, even Battle Rap has their own streaming, mm-hmm, and digital content that constantly needs to be put out. So
the thing that I'm seeing a lot with just in that industry, like when you're searching for those jobs and, mm-hmm, like when you're looking for it, they're now putting everything into one title, you know?
Really?
Yeah, so you're gonna have to be, I was just looking at this job, I forgot the company, but I was just looking at this thing and it was like, all right, I want you to do the videos and write.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so you got to put up the content.
Yeah.
And then,
is it more than just like a blurb?
Are, yeah, they asking, no, they're telling me articles. Like,
hey, my nigga, do this editorial.
Yeah, right, 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 right. Like, do the editorial and also do the video. Right. Like, they're putting everything into just like one now. And
but you know what? Niggas can do that though.
Yeah, but
I know. But it's also like, once you show, it's like how,
again,
you know, the argument on social media amongst us that's always been like, yo, stop lowering your prices as creative,
right,
freelancers, because,
right,
that fucks up the entire market, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying don't have multiple
streams.
Yeah, don't have multiple, mm-hmm, streams or multiple talents that you can utilize to get the bag, but the more and more we start, it's like a cause and effect. Ironically, right? All right, so because we have such a broad depth of creative talents, like all of us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We can't help but to blend them all together and try and exercise them in different ways, because that makes us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing so, now we have this market full of jack of all trades, right? Yeah. We talked about this during the roundtable episode we did a couple months back.
Yeah.
Now everybody's seeing that, and they see that that's the best way to cut costs.
Yeah.
Just like you said. Like, I remember when I was working for a small consulting firm, my first job out of college, I worked for a black company, small company, small team, and because, you know, finances weren't the illest or at the highest, mm-hmm. I had to wear multiple hats. Everybody right. had to do that. And ironically, that company was the first and only company I got fired for after Jeez. 3 years of real loyalty, longest tenure right. person there. So that kind of jaded my opinion from a corporate level that, like, yo, no, these people don't give a fuck about us.
At all.
But it just sucks to see, to wrap this up, Ebony do that to another group of probably young entrepreneurs and also do it. Like, to the yeah. fact that they did it dirty is not the same, is not what really bothers me, because that happens all the time. But the fact that they're doing it in the most idiotic way, you're like, what is it, cutting your hand, something off to spite your...
Something, I don't know.
You fucking yourself over.
Yeah, pretty much. But also, you said something interesting. You were like, there's a financial discrepancy, as well as, let's take a look at Ebony. I haven't personally bought an Ebony magazine since 93, and I didn't even buy one in 93. You know, like,
I've never bought it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I've seen them.
I've seen them.
My mom.
Mom's, you grandma's,
been to your aunt's house,
saying?
And she got the jet sprawled across
the
table.
Demographic. Like, who's keeping that subscription going now? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then on top of that, you got all these other creatives that are creating things like, I think it's Nappyism. Have you heard of that? Nappyism?
Give me hip.
It's a, I believe it's a magazine out here. That started, and they're kind of like taking off a little bit. I've just seen them a lot, you know, and it's just like people are getting their content and getting the entertainment that they want on very easily, very without subscribing to Ebony. So, you know, you got that financial cut with Ebony, and then they're shortening their staff,
yeah,
to probably like that could cause something,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's one thing. Also, you said something, I believe, on Twitter. You had mentioned...
I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, we're on
So I said on Twitter, and this is... I said on Twitter that people are getting tired of Twitter and big kind of water cooler social media platforms in general, where just everybody has access damn near to everybody, and everybody's throwing shit
right.
on the same ultimate timeline,
when in reality
and it's all jacked up, because, you know, you got bots, you got people who are inflated numbers,
right.
you got people who are spewing things that are just not true, and because they have multiple likes or multiple retweets, it comes off as validation to some extent. And everybody, in some regard, regardless of what side of whichever issue you lie on, you're not happy with it.
Yeah.
So now I feel like we're going eventually, in the next, I say, 2 to 3 years, you're going to start seeing super small social media sites pop up
okay.
that you can't just register for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It might be more like social clubs,
yeah.
like online social club environment worlds that look and function just like these social media platforms, but are self-contained
yeah.
only for whichever group they're trying to have in there as,
I see.
You know, as a group of interest. So whether that be black people, white supremacists,
yeah.
Musicians,
yeah.
freelancers,
okay.
you know what I'm saying? Like, across the entire spectrum of everything.
And I think right. the spectrum can get very wide, and we can go into like super details yeah. about, because they're going to want to, and by they, I mean the people, like the hosting sites and like people that are allowing people to put these communities on there, they're going to have to start looking at who's using their stuff. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, what's happening there? Now, unless you're starting everything from baseline scratch, like, you know, AWS and
right,
CSS
yeah.
and
using
stuff
the,
like
using
that.
Using the cloud and all
you know
this
what
other tech
like,
stuff.
Unless
to
you're
build
doing
it from
that,
scratch.
Which I'm sure many people are.
You can.
Sure.
You can.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of sparked me to say that. I have a friend who's building a social media platform, because the same framework and kind of starter kit, I'll just say that for people who aren't really tech savvy, the starter kit, software, code, whatever you want to call it, is out there for free.
Yeah.
For you to go in the tools that you need to, you know, really put something together, like a car needs an engine, it needs tires, it needs these different things that look totally different, that have different functions. All of those pieces to the puzzle to create a social media site are
there.
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can build one entirely for free. So I think that's going to have some positive things. Like, we went on social media to, you know, stay connected to people that we really care about, topics that we really care about, you know, et cetera, get to discover,
yeah.
right? But yeah, it's just we still have to filter through so much bullshit, right? Like, yeah. It's not like looking to find the stuff that you really need. It's not like looking for a needle in a haystack. It's right. looking for a needle in a pile of needles. So
wow.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you kill the noise, right? Yeah. And you're only around people who are vetted, who are interested in the same shit that you are. Theoretically, that could be a great thing. On the flip side, though, like I mentioned the white supremacist thing for a reason, like mm-hmm. these hate groups. What if you create self-contained, like, it's not like a forum. It's like an actual Twitterverse encrypted world that people can't hack into and get that information.
Yeah.
Like, you get people who hate other people in an environment together that nobody can peek in on what's going on.
They did that in the 1800s. 17, they've been doing that for a minute.
It's a dangerous thing, right? So, I mean, it's always pros and cons to all of this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go. Let's get on a lighter note, right?
Right. Like we're just going darker and darker.
Yeah. So a little bit more about you, right? So, I've known you for years. I probably have you at my wedding. That's probably the case.
Bet.
At this point. But so I'm just gonna have real talk with you, just as an artist, on different things that you do.
Okay.
So I know you. I first got introduced to you as a videographer and as a music performer, as an artist producer.
Oh, okay.
Right. And over the years, you've stepped your game up. You dropped multiple projects and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Recently, you've been doing some stuff at Songbird.
I had one day at Songbird.
Right. So, tell me about that.
The performances. Yeah. So,
or what the goal was, and you know,
the goal was just to bring people together. That's all the goal really is. Is just you know. I don't want to quote Drake, but he was like, "I'm here for a good time, not a long time." Yeah, it's Drake friendly. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Lights get low. That's when I have my brightest ideas.
There we go. You about to do always
keep
song.
One in the stash, in the bag. Go ahead. Yeah. So,
but yeah, no, it was definitely just a community thing, and that whole month, I put together five or six shows. Two of them, I believe, was worked through other folks that I just jumped it. Like they were just like, "Hey, come here, and, you know, do the show," but the way it was promoted was just like, yeah, 5-6 shows that, you know, you just come out, they're all free, like have a great time and just enjoy music, you know?
Yeah.
After that, it was kind of an unspoken thing that I just like took a step back from that just to focus on other avenues.
Yeah.
And I think that's something a lot of creatives should do.
But that's what I wanted to touch on. Cause, a couple friends had asked me after you posted that online. So, you know, I've been to the shows, right? Songbird on the upper level. And it's a pretty crowded room, man. And you have a lot of supporters, you know what I'm saying, out here in the area. And it's a really good experience, a really dope set, because you have a variety of different song choices. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go in different subgenres and pull
house,
from different,
a
little bit of everything. Lo-fi. You fuck with the 404, right? So that's your baby, right?
Got to.
Yeah. So like, you're able to like augment the performance and the song whenever you want.
Whenever.
It's not just a track that you just have playing in the background and you just rapping over. Like, you're manipulating every aspect of it. Like, before I dive into, okay, so let me finish this thread. So you said you were going to stop doing shows, right? So you said why you did that, to kind of refocus on some other branches?
Well, yeah, because as just a creative, you kind of have to see where you want to put your brain power. Like, I understand I can do the kind of executive, running the show, making sure things are where they need to be, people are where they need to be, equipment, you know, time. That's a big factor. And it was, I knew I could do it for about a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, all
right. Solo operation.
Yeah. Like, all right, I can talk to these heads, these folks that, you know,
make these plays happen because I have these relationships.
Happen. Exactly. Yeah. So, but I gave myself that limit, that time, because, you know what? I don't know. I don't know why it stopped me.
Because
like
I asked you that because I think like a week or two later, you said you was going to do another show.
That one I got asked to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had to see me on the 404, and they were like, "Hey, do you want to do a beat show?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like,
That was the beat show.
Yeah, so I just pulled up for that
Tell me a little bit about the beat show culture out here. I've seen it pubbed a lot. I think I was supposed to go to yours, but I fell asleep, so my bad. You know what I'm saying?
Put Woodbridge is a dangerous spot.
Oh, it was in Woodbridge?
No.
Oh, I was going to say,
it was here.
It's not going to be
Woodbridge
there.
Has some tough beat makers that do not sleep on VA. VA has the... I mean, Obleaf. Like, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, they got better oxygen out there. A lot of trees, a lot of
circulation,
space.
You know what I'm saying?
Just, you know.
But no, like, shout out to DME beat makers. But no, it was... I met super great, just lo-fi, dusty just, you know, creative motherfuckers on the 404 in general. But, you know, some people, some dude, Zark Co, okay. Shout out to him. He pulled up with this whole different piece of equipment, and it really just went to show how creative you could be with just not just a 404. Like, there's right. so many other things you can use yeah. to make something dope, you know? Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Dill. That's my man. 16-year-old kid just making the most disgusting beats. Yo. You know, like, I had an opportunity.
What beats were you making at 16? Were you making beats at 16?
No,
I was making beats at 16.
I was not making beats at 16. I was hitting my finger. I didn't know what a 404 was, so okay. I was just hitting my finger on the table.
So who? Pretending. A lot of people don't know what a 404 is.
Okay.
So for the audience, what would you describe as a 404?
404 is just a sampler. It's just a sampler that
it's
has
a sampler.
Oh man,
I'm all fucking right. with you. Okay. All right. So it's like a beat machine. You can bring in sounds.
You can bring in sounds and
that's
change
sample.
Them.
It's mm-hmm. a sample, so you can bring in okay. sounds from different tracks and yeah. alter them and edit them mm-hmm. and then
chop
use
them
those
up,
as tools,
do whatever.
Chop them up, mm-hmm. and put them, allocate them to different pads.
Yeah, and on it. You okay. can store it on an SD card. You can bring it from the pad from the machine to the computer.
Right.
Very user friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a great tool to kind of have in your toolkit. Especially if you're a DIY independent musician
yeah.
that might not have room to bring in a whole bunch of equipment like guitars and drums
right,
and keyboards. You can just put all that into one little operation.
Yes. Yeah. 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 It's a pretty interesting tool. My tool. Yeah.
Your tool of choice.
Mine is the Machine. Mm-hmm. Machine MK2. I've mm-hmm. had it since, like I said, I was 23.
Right.
You know, I there was a couple years when I didn't have it because I gave it to my boy, Roderick, who's passed away since. Yeah, but I got it back, so I got to do it right, got to do it justice.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's different from the 404, but it is a drum machine. It's more so kind of a software base, so it connects to my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
This hardware device connects to my laptop, and I can sync songs or different sounds that I collect and drum beats and drum loops.
Yeah.
And configure those just on the laptop and then use the drum machine to kind of get more aesthetic touching of the pads to yeah. get the beat and all that stuff.
I always like to, as just creative in terms of just the music world, and I'll kind of just wrap this. I know you have like tons of topics, but mm-hmm. I like to push the envelope a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So there's actually a point in time where after, you know, my personal stuff gets like settled, I'm taking the computer out of the equation.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going
straight
analog.
To it. That's like,
let's just go.
Y'all know you probably grew up watching those, the Heat Makers cook up. Kanye cook up, Timberland mm-hmm. cook up.
No.
The MPC era.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah,
Blaze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all of that stuff was dedicated hardware.
Was A-Rap music part of that?
No, but I mean, he falls within that same
definitely
lineage.
Legendary,
just like,
yeah.
Same stuff, just different
right.
era.
Right.
But I mean, these guys who were just able to bring in sounds from straight from a keyboard into a drum machine.
Yeah.
No need for a laptop.
Mm-mm.
Straight from a record player. Into a drum machine,
and that's something
no need
else
for a laptop.
That's something else. I've been trying to mess with the turntable to the
that's
404 thing. Boy, listen,
all right, we gotta be quiet on that because we got some shit on the wraps.
Oh,
man,
okay,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
can't
yeah.
tell them, but
yeah. Shout out Jiggy.
Shout out Full Service Radio.
Yeah, Full Service Radio. All right, anyway, so you're multifaceted, right? Outside of the music, dude, you just released like a Adobe After Effects.
I released a pack
for
I'm so excited.
Visual
about
animators,
yeah, for my creative family.
Like, yeah. Who the fuck puts out mixtapes and then like freebie digital asset packs for videographers to do cool shit on their
you
videos?
You know, just like here you go.
Yeah.
Shout out Ryan. He gave me that idea.
Shout out Ryan.
He was like, hey, you should just do this. I was like,
all
right.
We buy them shits all the time.
You
bro.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I actually the reason I had hit you up prior to your last trip. Was because I wanted to talk to you before I released that. I was
oh, for
like,
real?
Yeah, yeah. But then you're like, I'm in Chicago. I was like, all right, well, I'll just put it out.
You could have still sent the text. I was like, all right, that's lit.
Yeah, nah, yeah. I was just like, yeah, he's busy.
So tell people what. So what exactly did you just release out there for free, and how can people access it, and what utility does it provide for?
So if you're a user of Premiere Pro, but it also works with Final Cut,
which is a video editing software.
Yep, video editing software. Really anything, because what it is, I released a newspaper crumple effect, yeah. pretty much. So, you know, you see those things on like Adidas, Nike, little ads right. here and there. They just unravel.
Right.
to like maybe a subject of a video or like a setting or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just released that kind of preset animation, so that people can do it themselves. I'm a big proprietor of people just like, you know, learning that shit and and doing that, because again, we're like, we're in that era now. It's like, hey, everyone's pretty much this. If you really about it, take the time to be about it.
Right.
Like, I'm giving you literally the coffee in the cup, drink it
right
if you want, you know, right, what I'm saying? So it's just like,
it's necessary,
right? And I stayed up all night. I went to the express little express papers out here, you know, just balled that joint up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Like,
oh, it's actually...
Those are newspapers that I took pictures of, edited, took out the background.
Like timestamped, or... I don't want to know the... I don't want to tell people the
secret sauce. I mean, it's... And here's the thing. It's not a secret sauce. It's for you for free.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, just take it. But no, it was just... all those things are handmade, pretty much. Everything was just made by me.
Yeah.
From the paper... to the effect itself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Where can people find it?
It's a link on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram.
Link on Instagram.
Yeah, CZNDFX on Instagram. It is in the bio.
Okay.
Right now, soon.
Go
after.
Follow that man.
Yeah, you know, just
get your paper
slight
right.
Plug.
I mean, that's what the podcasts are for.
Right. Yeah. But soon after, I was thinking about putting it on some type of just like stock effect download service or something.
Definitely. I think tying that to the tech world, like what I really appreciate about tech is that the whole community really supports open source. So open source stuff is free, like free kind of stuff to get you started.
Yeah.
Right. So it's whether it be free virtual computers, free software, you know, and then here's the cooler part about it. It's not just free, but like major companies like Amazon, Cisco, Facebook, Google, you name it. If there is a free technology or something that's going to be very powerful and revenue gaining in the future, they will all come together as a group, pour hundreds of millions of dollars into a third party group to create and develop open source products.
Mm.
So, right. So they all have a stake in what's being put out there for free.
Yeah.
And then once the freebie stuff comes out, which is really good, right? Everybody can grab it and use that as a baseline to build out something more custom.
Right.
And so, you know, then you get this, you got the freebie stuff out there, but then you have Facebook's version of it or where they took it.
Yeah.
And then Google's version where they use that software and took it. And it might be two totally different things. So I think it's dope that in the music production and the video production world, maybe that's already there, but I'm starting to see it more with like companies like Splice.
Right.
Even though you have to pay, it's like open, it's a massive catalog of sounds that are being contributed by multiple contributors.
Yeah.
And we're starting to get into that era where it's like, dog, it makes no sense to hide the sauce because the sauce is out here.
Sauce
is
sauce.
Regardless. Somebody's going to give out the sauce for free.
You know what I'm saying? Might as well be.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you can, if you want.
And it's more goodwill in saying, like, hey, I'm giving something back to the people. Right.
I was just going to touch on that. I got really good feedback from the tutorial and the from the pack itself. Just, you know, people saying, yo, thank you.
Yeah.
Like that's dope. Even this one artist out in California, True Sound, aka Lil Phil from across the street.
Lil Phil.
He shouted me out. He was like, yo, thank you. He's dope doing his thing out there. Shout out to homies only. But yeah, people definitely take a liking to when you give back, and just, you know, don't do it for the likes or the follows or, you know, whatever. Like, fuck all that. Just, you know, do it because you love it. Like,
do what you love to do.
Stick to the love.
Right.
And I think that's the big difference in a lot of things that are going on out here. Like, you can kind of tell now, you know, who love it, who don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you battle for the bag, be battle for the bag.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong in that, but don't try to fake the funk.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
I mean, the bag is a result, though.
Bag is the bag.
Most of the time, the bag is the incentive, then usually you're not going to get...
Plastic bag.
You're not going to get that far.
Cardboard bag.
Yeah.
Wait.
Paper, plastic.
Paper. What was it? Paper bag?
Yeah. So, D.C., right? So, you're not from D.C., neither... Are you from D.C.?
I'm from Largo, Maryland.
Okay, you're from PG.
PG.
So am I. I'm from Forestville.
Bet.
But we have both lived in D.C. for some years.
Years.
what was the incentive to come to the D.C., like D.C. proper? You know, because we've always grown up coming in and out of D.C.
Well, my family's in D.C.
Yeah, mine too. Mine is in Southeast,
I just,
Northeast.
I felt that...
But you don't live with your family.
No.
you live solo. I live solo. You don't live with your family.
I don't. Yeah. I felt just as a as just a creative and the social climate that was going on in D.C., I felt I needed to be at your art.
Yeah, okay. I needed to raise the mic before I go
on. Just the social climate in D.C., I felt I needed to be a part of. I needed to be out here for that. Like, prior to coming to D.C., I was in Cali. And, shoot, honestly, like, part of the reason why I left Cali was because of D.C., you know?
Yeah, I was out in Cali, too. So
exactly. I just, it's home. It's home base. Like, y'all not about to mess with my city and not have my say in it. You know what I'm saying?
So like, you felt like, not like you, well, you felt like.
I felt
obligated.
I felt to come a certain back. Type of way. I felt a certain type of way. Like coming in, just you seeing all the changes and right. things going down and, you know, what's happening. I'm like, all right, I don't want to sleep on this.
Right.
You know, so that's really it. And I've always wanted to live in the city.
Yeah.
I was a city kid at heart.
It's just, so, yeah, me too. I feel like just distance, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, when I first came back from California and then North Carolina, I mean, I left the city or left the area, like, around late 2008, going into 2009, and I came back, like, 2013. But I'd always came back over the breaks and summers. I was always in D.C.
Oh, okay.
In the city, but I felt like there was something bubbling
mm-hmm.
more than what we had grown up with.
Right.
And we just needed more
more
people to help for aid sure. in that process,
more of our people to help.
Yeah,
yeah, 100.
You know, and I feel like what would you say are some of the benefits of having people from Maryland and Virginia, like places like Woodbridge, come into the city, you know, at the same time as many, you know, non-black, non-creative people come into the city as well?
I would just say it shows how big it really is. Mm-hmm. I say that's a benefit.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, you really see who's, you know, just for the shits, man. Like, you know, it's like I just said earlier, like, there's love in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see, all the love is being shared and trying to be brought into the city. I'm not saying people aren't just straight using the city because it's the city. Like, people right. are always going to, like, just.
Well, I mean, DC. That's what the city's for.
That's what this is, DC. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a major city.
It's a melting pot.
Yeah.
It's a big melting pot out here, and more so than it was in the past.
Yeah.
And
but yet, I think and still, that's the, yeah. you always had the government, so you always had people coming in and out.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't really know. I just think it's just like, I think it's just a beautiful thing. Like, you just pull up and just do your art, and then that's it.
I think it's like, nobody on, not everybody from the Celtics is from Boston. Not everybody who plays for the Wizards.
Oh, these sports things? Yeah.
Yeah, I forget you're not.
No, I'm a sports guy. You ain't seen me shooting
buckets.
Not
everybody from Naruto is what?
Wow. Mm? You just keep going back to
One
Naruto.
Punch?
One punch? These are the only ones you know?
Law of the Wakey?
Can I just go? Evangelion? Have you seen that?
Was it Baki?
See, let me just talk to my anime
Sailor
people.
Moon?
Yo, you got to take Netflix away from these people, son. You got to take...
Hey, I got that Crunchyroll shit too, bro. My Hero Academia.
Okay, all right. There you go.
There you go.
You said one.
What's the shit called? Attack on Titan? Season 1, season 2?
Okay.
Shit. Hey, I can jump into your world, nigga. You don't know Celtics, bro?
I do. I do know the Celtics. They have green and white.
The point is...
Larry Bird.
Like, you want people to play... You want people on your team who want to play for your team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that is what it is. Okay, music. There's a big... I would say, like, how do you feel about the music scene in D.C.? We got, like, a couple minutes left.
I love it. I've always loved it. I think, and the reason I love it is because it's literally its own thing, but in a way, like, now, because D.C.'s on the map, it's becoming something bigger. Like, once you saw, what was it, Gleesh on that ASAP Rocky Tyler track, like, that's when you knew. You were like, it's Glizzy and...
Telephone calls.
Yeah.
Cozy Tapes 1.
Yeah, I'm not good at just like...
No, do you think? That's what I'm here for. Yeah.
But Shine Goldlink on Crew.
Yeah.
Like, getting international. Like, DC's definitely on the map. And I think because it's always been an eclectic sound, then it's just going to continue to grow like that. Like, you can't really... There's no just one style that you're going to get out of DC.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I love about it.
Right. DC Punk. That, yeah. Man, what if...
We're going to have to do a whole
episode. That's going to be a whole thing.
Strictly on that. You're going to have to bring in some people.
Oh, I'm down. I'm down.
Because I would love to explore that subculture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a... we'll talk.
All right. So, yeah. I'm going to wrap this up on time. Shout out to Lexi and Rosa.
I don't even want to turn around. I just feel like she's worry. Just... Yeah.
Hove did that. So, hopefully, you won't have to go through that. Anyway, tools of the trade. We kind of already been through hella tools of the trade, but this is a segment that we do at the end. And then, you know, you already kind of told your social media, but just to recap one more time, tool of the trade can be anything.
Okay.
It can be a physical thing. It could be a mental cue or saying that you say to yourself. It could be an ideal that you're trying to drive through in your life right now to get you to where you need to be, and that's really that's successful in doing so. So what is that thing for you right now that's helping you stay on top of your shit?
Just right off bat, it would be the 404.
The 404.
It allows me to just be the most creative audio wise and I feel that's the basis for a lot of my visual art. You know, it's a conversation piece that I'm having, and that allows me to just start the conversation.
And it empowers you to speak exactly how you want to speak.
Exactly how music. I want to speak. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Share your social media. Tell us about some projects that you want to pub right now, whether it be music projects. Yeah, just put all it all right, on cool. the table.
So, social media, you can at me CZ, C as in cause, Z as in the Z in cause, N as in the N, DFX, and any
all consonants.
On Google. All consonants on Google. Projects coming out. I'm working on one thing I can't tell y'all, but the other thing is this album called Murals. That'll be my first all platform project. Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal.
All platforms.
YouTube, Google. But
Roku.
Yeah. Roku.
Fire Stick? I don't know.
Vivo, Facebook.
Vivo.
But yeah, that's it. That's okay. it. Man, that's all I'm sure.
Alibaba. My name is Matt, Mr. Backpack. You can follow me on IG at Mr. Backpack, fully spelled out, or on Twitter at Backpack Matt. Sorry about that. My tool of the trade would probably be, I would say, presenting right now.
Okay.
I've been traveling a lot. I've been doing presentations in front of different groups of people. That's always been something that I wanted to do, is just get reps up.
What's that do for you? Why is that your tool?
I think it's a major tool to be able to talk. It kind of broadcast out to a bunch of people in a room. That's a very difficult thing to do.
Mm.
You know, nerves still get some of the best of us. You know, we stand in front of people, but somebody has to do it. You know, I'm not saying that I want to do that. Like, I want to run for office. I'll never do that. Or like,
yes, you will.
But no. But yeah, just to wrap up, I think it's important that we have spokespeople who can take the message from the people who don't want to step on stage and can communicate it to the end user that we're trying to reach. So if it's not going to be me, and I really don't want it to be, I want to be somebody who can be in the rooms.
Right.
When we need representation in the rooms to represent us properly. So, yeah, I say presenting, get more reps up. Even when you fuck up, you know what I'm saying, get through it. You're a lot better when when you're on stage, or if you have to present to anybody, you're doing it. They're not. So as much as they can critique you, they're not doing what you're doing. But anyway, that's my little nugget of information. Follow us on IG at OTS.pod. Also at Fairground Inc. And hope you all enjoyed the episode. And peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.